Unit 6. Business Advertisements. Preparing. Read the following presentation about note-taking and try to understand what notes need to be taken and how to take notes in interpreting. Then complete the following task. You're going to hear a short passage about advertising. Listen to the passage carefully and note down what you hear. Pay attention to the structure of your notes. Then interpret your notes in the target language.
Advertising. Advertising reaches people through various forms of mass media. These media include newspapers, magazines, television, radio and posters, and hoardings. Advertisers buy space in newspaper and magazines to publish their advertisements. They buy time on television and radio to broadcast their commercials. One of the many advantages of newspapers is that most adults read a daily newspaper, and many of them specifically check the advertisements for information about products, services, or special sales. Magazines are usually read in a leisurely manner and are often kept for weeks or months before being discarded. One of the main advantages of television to advertisers is that it brings sight, sound, and action directly to consumers in their homes. An advantage of advertising on radio is that people can listen to programs while doing other things, like driving their cars or working at home.
Performing. Listen to the recording of text A. Try to catch the main ideas of the speech. Note down the key points while you're listening. Then tell the main ideas of the speech with the help of your notes. Text A. All ads want you to like the product. Even very informative ads can be delivered in such a way as to have human appeal and interest. For instance, a print ad for a luxury car, if it shows two car engines side by side, a full cocktail glass on each, one vibrating and one still, then your attention is immediately captured. The copy or the wording then explains that this is the way the smoothness of a BMW engine is tested before it leaves the factory. The ad is informative, technical, and yet has a human touch. Also, clients and agencies will try to develop a personality for the brand of their products so that the customer will come to like the personality and feel it's a friend and therefore become a loyal purchaser of that brand only. Well, let me give you an example. You know how fond the British are of animals, especially dogs and cats? Well, Andrex is a well-known brand of toilet paper, and it always uses a golden-coloured puppy in its ads. Usually a little scene is shown. It could be that the puppy is playing with the toilet roll in the upstairs bathroom and wraps himself up in it and runs downstairs, unrolling the paper behind him right through the kitchen and into the garden. The setting is always a clean and bright house. The puppy is sweet and soft, and his mischievousness endears him immediately to all the viewers. We enjoy watching the story and the puppy, and the message comes across that this product is strong, long and soft. We start to associate the puppy ads with the name Andrex.
Listen to the recording of text A again. Try to catch more details and improve your notes. Then retell the speech in your own words with the help of your notes.
Listen to the recording of text A, paragraph by paragraph. Take notes when necessary and interpret during the pauses.
Listen to the recording of text B. Take notes when necessary and interpret the text with the aid of your notes. Text B.
现在我们来谈谈广告。我们每天都看到广告，可是我们当中没几个人了解广告是怎么制作的。
Okay, where shall we start?
您是客户经理，您不妨先谈谈什么叫做客户业务经理。
An agency is divided into three main sections, One is the media department, which advises and plans which newspapers, magazines, or television stations a client should use, and also buys the space or TV time for the client. The creative department, this is possibly the most important section of the agency, I suppose, as here you would find the copywriters and artists who actually create the ads. And then there is the account service department, which is where I fit in.
你是说你管财务?
No, not at all. Account in this context simply means client, so an account director is responsible for all the business with possible 2, 3, or 4 clients, depending on how big the clients are.
看来你们客户服务部是广告社直接与客户接头的单位了。
Exactly. My job is to ensure that the work being produced is giving the right message to the right people and that it is within budget. When we are starting a new advertising campaign, and by campaign I mean a series of adverts, it is my responsibility to get as much information from the client as possible and then to convey this to the creative department in the form of a creative brief.
客户怎样帮助你做好这项工作呢?
Well, the client want to, of course, get the best work from his agency in terms of ads that are effective, meet the marketing strategy, full of impact, and increase the market share of the product. But to enable us to achieve this, the client should have done some thorough research before he briefs us. We will need to know not just all about the product, but what the advertising is supposed to achieve, who exactly the product is aimed at, so that we know which part of the general public we are talking to. Is it teenagers, housewives aged between 25 to 35, or professional women over 30, etc.? Also, we must know what the client wants to spend on the commercial, because this will determine whether we use TV or print, black and white or colour, etc.
看来你们在着手写广告或者设计广告之前就有很多工作要做。Yes,
once you know what you want to achieve, who your ad is talking to, how much you can spend, and the kind of advertising campaign you are going to run, then you will recommend a media plan to the client.
广告计划都有哪些类别? 每个广告计划都是为了推销一种产品吗?
Not always. Sometimes a company will wish to build its corporate image, particularly a service company like a bank. They may feel that people are not aware of their company enough or do not have a strong idea of what sort of company it is.
看来这个广告计划做得很成功。我总认为做广告关键的一点是要动之以情。
Yes.
Listen to the recording of an interpreted version of text B and check your interpretation with the target texts in the recording.
现在我们来谈谈广告。我们每天都看到广告，可是我们当中没几个人了解广告是怎么制作的。
Now, let's talk about advertising, for it's something we all encounter daily. But few of us know much about how it's put together.
Okay, where shall we start?
好吧,从哪儿谈起呢?
您是客户经理,您不妨先谈谈什么叫做客户业务经理?
You are an account director. Why don't you explain what that actually means?
An agency is divided into 3 main sections. One is the media department, which advises and plans which newspapers, magazines, or television stations a client should use, and also buys the space or TV time for the client. The creative department, this is possibly the most important section of the agency, I suppose, as here you would find the copywriters and artists who actually create the ads. And then there is the account service department, which is where I fit in.
一个广告公司分为3个部门。第一个是宣传媒介部,它负责向客户建议在哪家报刊、杂志, 或者电视台刊登广告，做出计划，并且带客户购买报刊版面或电视播放时间。第二个是创意部，我想这可能是广告社里最重要的部门。在这里，你可以见到实际创造广告的撰稿人员和美术家，还有就是我本人工作的 account 服务部。
你是说你管财务？
Does that mean you handle the finances?
No, no, not at all. Account in this context simply means client. So an account director is responsible for all the business with possible 2, 3, or 4 clients, depending on how big the clients are.
不，不是那样。Account 这个词在这里是客户的意思。客户业务经理负责2、3个或者4个客户，数目可根据客户大小而定。
看来你们客户服务部是广告社直接与客户接头的单位了。
So the account service people are the direct contact between the agency and the client.
Exactly. My job is to ensure that the work being produced is giving the right message to the right people and that it is within budget. When we are starting a new advertising campaign, and by campaign I mean a series of adverts,It is my responsibility to get as much information from the client as possible and then to convey this to the creative department in the form of a creative brief.
对，正是这样。我的工作是保证所做的广告针对性很强，把恰当的信息传达给恰当的对象，开支则要在允许的范围内。要开始新的广告计划的时候，所谓广告计划就是一整套的广告宣传，我的任务就是向客户尽可能多的了解情况，然后通过创意小结的形式把这些情况转达给创意部门。
客户怎样帮助你做好这项工作呢？
How can the client help you to achieve this?
Well, the client want to, of course, get the best work from his agency in terms of ads that are effectiveMeet the marketing strategy, full of impact, and increase the market share of the product. But to enable us to achieve this, the client should have done some thorough research before he briefs us. We will need to know not just all about the product, but what the advertising is supposed to achieve, who exactly the product is aimed at, so that we know which part of the general public we are talking to.Is it teenagers, housewives aged between 25 to 35, or professional women over 30, etc.? Also, we must know what the client wants to spend on the commercial, because this will determine whether we use TV or print, black and white or color, etc.
客户自然要求广告社为他做出最好的广告，既要宣传得力，符合他开拓市场的战略要求。又要赋予感染力，有助于增加他的产品的市场份额。要是我们达到这些要求，他在向我们介绍情况之前，得先做些深入调查。我们不仅需要了解有关产品的各种情况，还要知道做广告想收到什么效果，产品销售对象是些什么人。这样我们才能知道要针对哪一部分人做广告，是13岁到19岁的少男少女，25岁到35岁的家庭主妇，还是30岁以上的职业女性，究竟是哪些人？我们还需要知道客户愿意在这份商业广告上花多少钱，因为这将决定我们是采用电视还是图片做广告，是黑白两色还是彩色等等。
看来你们在着手写广告或者设计广告之前，就有很多工作要做。
So there is a lot of work to be done.Before you can even start to write or design an ad.
Yes, once you know what you want to achieve, who your ad is talking to, how much you can spend, and the kind of advertising campaign you are going to run, then you will recommend a media plan to the client.
是的，在知道广告的目的要求、宣传对象、可以花多少钱、你采取的广告计划的类别之后，我们就向客户推荐一个传播计划。
广告计划都有哪些类别？ 每个广告计划都是为了推销一种产品吗？
What different kinds of campaigns are there? The object of every campaign is to sell just one product, isn't it?
Not always. Sometimes a company will wish to build its corporate image, particularly a service company like a bank. They may feel that people are not aware of their company enough or do not have a strong idea of what sort of company it is.
并不总是这样。有时候公司希望树立自己的企业形象，特别是像银行这样的服务性公司，他们可能觉得人们对他们的公司注意的不够，或者对他们是个什么样的公司印象不深。
看来这个广告计划做得很成功。我总认为做广告关键的一点是要动之以情。
So it's been a successful campaign. I've always understood that one of the key factors in making an ad is to appeal to people's emotions.
Yes.
是的。
Packaging. Work in groups. Listen to the recording of text C. Take some notes while listening.Interpret the text with the help of your notes. One of the students will be chosen to be the interpreter, and the others are expected to evaluate his or her performance with the peer assessment form. Text C.
我们是印度一家驰名的工程公司，具有为工程和电子工业制造高密度部件与配件的足够能力。我们能够提供适应长期竞争的可靠资源。我们的能力包括电脑辅助工程与制造、CNC 技术、高效率的加工中心及镀金等。我们具有足够的研究与开发能力，拥有一支富有经验的工程技术人员队伍。目前我们正在制造用于防卫设施和通讯电子部件的仪表工作装置。我们乐意考虑对于有关部件来源建立长期战略同盟、技术合作或稳定的购回协议等事宜。
来函请记，国际业务部执行主任巴曼先生，传真11-12-133-1234。
Listen to the recording of an interpreted version of text C and check your interpretation.With the target texts in the recording.
我们是印度一家驰名的工程公司，具有为工程和电子工业制造高密度部件与配件的足够能力。我们能够提供适应长期竞争的可靠资源。
We are a reputed engineering company in India, having spare capacity for manufacture of high precision components and assemblies.For engineering and electronic industries, we can provide long-term, competitive, and reliable source.
我们的能力包括电脑辅助工程与制造、CNC 技术、高效率的加工中心及镀金等。我们具有足够的研究与开发能力，拥有一支富有经验的工程技术人员队伍。目前我们正在制造用于防卫设施和通讯电子部件的仪表工作装置。
Our facilities include computer-aided engineering and manufacturing, CNC technology, efficient precision centers, etc., including gold plating. We have adequate facility for research and development and a team of experienced engineers and technicians. Presently, we are manufacturing clockwork mechanisms for defense applications and communication electronic components.
我们乐意考虑对于有关部件来源建立长期战略同盟、技术合作或稳定的购回协议等事宜。
来函请记，国际业务部执行主任巴曼先生，传真11-12-133-1234。
We are open to discussion for sourcing of components, long-term strategic alliance.And technical collaboration or firm buy-back arrangement.
My address is Mr. Barman, Chief Executive of International Operations Department, fax number 11-12-133-1234. Supplementary exercises. Listen to the recording of text D. take some notes while listening. Interpret the text with the help of your notes. Text D.
与印刷和广播广告费用相比，网络广告费用仅仅是一小部分。虽然网络广告尚处在初期，但是它的收益正日益快速增长。网络的定向和跟踪能力有可能使它成为广告主的最佳广告媒体。定向性，网络广告主具有全新的定向能力，他们可以对某个特定的公司、区域或国家的用户进行广告定向，也可以定时通过计算机平台的浏览器进行定向服务。在不久的将来，广告主可以基于用户的偏好对其网络广告进行定向，这一点是其他广告工具做不到的。可跟踪性，商家可以跟踪用户对其品牌的反应，并了解现有顾客和潜在顾客的兴趣。例如，汽车制造商可以跟踪用户进入网站，判断是否有越来越多的用户对某款车型的安全信息及其附加性能等感兴趣。广告主也可以通过广告点击次数来准确评估人们对广告的反应。传统的电视、印刷和公告牌广告很难做到这一点。可投递性和灵活性，网络广告可以全年全天24小时实时传送，并且广告活动可以随时发起、更新或取消。广告主可以每天跟踪广告进程，当注意到广告在第一周里反应寥寥无几时，第二周即可将该广告换掉。这与印刷广告有很大的不同，通常印刷广告要等到新版发行物出版后才能更换，而在电视上频繁更换广告的成本则高得令人生畏。交互性，广告主的目的是想通过一个品牌或一种商品来吸引潜在的顾客，这可以有效地在网上实现。在网上，消费者可以与商品互动，对其测试，如果愿意还可以直接购买。例如，一则软件广告可以直接将用户带到演示场所，用户可以下载并进行测试，如果用户喜欢该软件便可以当场买下，没有其他媒体能够提供如此直接方便的接触。